We are joined now by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca to talk a little NFL. Ben, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am all right. The Seahawks for one game now. People think, okay, you know what? They're back to normal, but it's against the 49ers, so I'm not going to all of a sudden anoint them that they have returned. But there are a few interesting games this week. You know, Dallas and the Giants, of course, in that NFC East that no one seems to want to take a hold of right now. What do you make of the Giants and their desire to go away from Odell Beckham in the second half of the last few games?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something to do with his injury, but that's a little troublesome for them. I mean, the division's wide open, and he's one of their guys that they should certainly lean on. Like the rest of the teams in that division, I'm not sure they've really quite figured it out. And as they all kind of stumble along, Dallas might still be in the party by the time Tony Romo's healthy and Dez Bryant's healthy, and then they can take that division pretty easily late in the year.
Staying in the NFC, Ben, we saw a battle of the NFC West last night between the Seahawks and the 49ers. 3 years ago, that would have been the biggest game on primetime, but last night we saw the Seahawks sneak away with a 20-3 victory. Are you shocked that so far each of these teams has played six or seven games, that the Cardinals are the ones leading the NFC West and the Seahawks and Rams and 49ers are all chasing behind them?
I guess I'm a little shocked. I think everyone saw the 49ers falling off a bit after that horrible offseason that they had. Arizona's a really good team, and I think they're going to make the playoffs in either winning the division or making it in the wild card. And Seattle's a team that you really don't have to worry until they're at five or six losses. I still think they're going to make the playoffs. It might be in the wild card, but I'm a pretty big Arizona fan, so I thought they'd be around 4-2. Seattle's record is a little more surprising.
There's a big matchup on Sunday in New England between the Patriots and the Jets. The Jets are 4-1. The Patriots, we all know they're 5-0. They've looked really good this season. Are the Jets good enough to beat the Patriots in New England? I was looking at some stats earlier today. Since entering the league, Tom Brady is 20-6 versus the New York Jets. Can Todd Bowles and company disrupt Brady enough to maybe upset New England?
I don't see that happening. I've been impressed with Todd Bowles, and I think New York can probably get that last wildcard spot in the AFC just because there's not a lot of teams. But when they go up against one of the big boys in New England, certainly in that conversation. New England last week, they had Indianapolis in a game. Everyone thought they were going to kill them, and they beat them pretty well. But this is a similar sort of rivalry game where Belichick and Brady aren't playing around. So I think this will be a big New England win.
Ben Fisher joins us from TSN.ca talking NFL. The Tennessee Titans weren't very good to begin with, but now Mariota's not going to play on Sunday. The Falcons, coming off their first loss of the season, they're on the road. Is Tennessee going to score even 10 points?
I don't think Atlanta's as good as their record, but you're right. They've got a cupcake schedule. So Mettenberger, can he get 10 points on them? I think he probably can. I thought he was not a terrible quarterback last year, but Atlanta's definitely, I think, going to win that game, and it's not going to be close. But I think we'll be a little surprised by how well Tennessee does with Mettenberger. Mariota is obviously their guy, but Mettenberger is someone that maybe a team desperate for a quarterback could be looking at and should be keeping an eye out on this game or this stretch of games that he gets.
The Cleveland-St. Louis game is very interesting. You've got some individual players. You know, nobody had even heard of Alexander, and he's been dynamite as a fantasy wide receiver this year for Cleveland. And then, of course, St. Louis running game is excellent. Are the Rams a team that you think is for real, or are they still too Jekyll and Hyde?
I love their defense, but I still don't see them going anywhere with Nick Foles at quarterback. I thought he'd be better than he has been this year. Todd Gurley's been great, but you need a guy under center, and Nick Foles is just, I mean, he's almost losing games for that team at times.
And the other game is it's really to keep Hunt in the wild card in the AFC East, because the division, there's three divisions, the Patriots, the Bengals, and the Broncos. They're running away with their division. They're going to win. But then you've got some wild card teams that, if you want to stay in the race, the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers, they're playing one another. The Raiders coming off the bye week, they're 2-3, but they've been in games this year more than we've seen in the past. Derek Carr has looked pretty consistent. Meanwhile, San Diego has been very much up and down. They're at home. Who do you like in that game and why?
Yeah, you know what? I love this game. I'm a big Raiders guy, so I think this is a huge test for them. The winner of this game is probably still in the wild card conversation, and the loser can probably, I mean, it's early, but they've got a pretty big hill to climb. I do like the Raiders in this game. Everyone says it's their, you know, their ninth home game when they go down to San Diego with the fans. Derek Carr's look good, and there's a lot of injuries on San Diego's side right now. So if they can pull this one off, they can finally start losing that reputation as, you know, basement dwellers.
We're joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca, previewing this week in the NFL. Ben, how would you describe the first six games for Peyton Manning at the helm for the Denver Broncos?
Awful. Awful. I think he's done. I think they're once the Falcons lost, I think the Broncos have been the most fraudulent undefeated team. I think they're still a good team. That defense is still pretty awesome. And Manning still has a little bit left where he can find a little magic against teams like the Cleveland Browns in overtime. But it's only getting colder, and Manning's only going to get worse. And they'll win that division, but we're going to have another, you know, another narrative of Manning can't get it done in the playoffs because I mean, frankly, he's just washed up right now.
You mentioned you're not a fan of the Broncos sitting at 6-0. Take them out of the equation. Who do you think is the weakest division leader?
Well, I mean, the NFC East, I still haven't figured out. I don't really know who that one's going to end up, but Indianapolis has had a tough time, too. They look like they're getting a little better. Andrew Luck's hopefully getting healthy, but they're another team that's going to easily win their division and then run into trouble in the playoffs because, you know, they haven't really been tested and they just haven't really looked very good.
The interesting team for me right now are the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 4-2, you know, likely going to have their third starting quarterback of the season tonight, but Ben Roethlisberger should be ready to go next weekend. And, you know, they've got some big playmakers on offense, you know, guys who were suspended in Bell. He came back. Then Martavius Bryant comes back and, you know, he lights it up last weekend. Are the Steelers the team that, you know, are maybe the most dangerous who's not a division leader in the AFC?
Yeah, I think so. I have them locked in as a wild card team too. I'm a big Steelers fan, and they're only getting better when Roethlisberger's back. Cincinnati's looked really good, so I think they're going to win that division. But Pittsburgh's going to come in probably as the clear cut top wild card seed, and then there'll be kind of a fight for the second wild card team to be a bunch of teams that aren't really that good. But Pittsburgh's definitely a playoff team, and I guess that makes five guaranteed playoff teams in the AFC, and then one's gonna sneak in, not looking so good.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the other team will come out of the AFC East. The Jets are 4-1, the Bills are 3-3, and the Dolphins will likely be 3-3 after Houston this weekend. And
yeah,
so it would make sense that the second wild card spot would come from the AFC East.
Yeah, I think so. New York's off to a nice lead at 4-1, and they look pretty good too. But Ryan Fitzpatrick's, you know, he's a week away from looking like the Ryan Fitzpatrick we kind of know. But I do think with the lead they've built up and Todd Bowles seems like he's got that team functioning at least pretty well, they'll probably be able to sneak into the playoffs.
Appreciate the rundown, Ben. Enjoy the weekend. Are you a big fantasy guy?
Absolutely.
Do you have any fantasy picks of the week as far as positions that you think are locks to go in?
Oh, geez. I don't know. We were just doing some hot and cold here. I got Todd Gurley having a great week, and his fellow rookie Melvin Gordon not so well. So when I was looking at running backs, he's a guy I have pretty high up on the list, and someone like DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, he's at Ryan Mount and Brian Hoyer quarterback, and he's killing it. So, you know, the better they play, the better he probably does, and he's already pretty good. Yeah, with them.
And well, the thing about them is they trail so much in games. In the fourth quarter, all they do is throw the ball from behind, and he'll have average numbers at halftime, and then he just goes crazy in the second half.
Yeah, garbage time, garbage yards still count.
Oh, so. I know. There's sometimes it's better to have a receiver on a bad team because you know they're going to be throwing the ball late
in
the game.
That's true. The Jacksonville receivers can testify to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've been putting up decent numbers, even their quarterback recently. All right, Ben, appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.